Madtown Mannish Boys on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
They sound great.
Don't they?
I ought to hire them someday.
Thanks, Rob. You know, Pike Park in Madison is located in the Capital East District of Madison, tucked in between East Washington and Willie Street. The park was renamed in 2018 after the longtime East High School principal, Milton McPike. McPike Park features a skate park, really nice bathrooms, and music festivals. One such music festival taking place every summer for more than a decade is the Sessions at McPike Park and is put together by longtime festival organizer Bob Queen. Here to tell us about the upcoming concert schedule that happens June 14th through the 16th and then again August 8th through the 11th is Sessions at McPike Park founder Bob Queen. Bob, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rocker. It's great to be here. Michelle, I'm meeting you for the first time. This is the first time you've been here.
It is, yeah, first time for me.
You're doing a great job, I want to say.
Thank you.
Now, Bob, you just you travel a lot for music and culture, and you just got back from a recent trip. Where have you been recently?
Well, I've got offices all over the world, and this recent one, Playa del Carmen, is my winter office with a stay in Havana for a week. So that's where I met my wife in Havana. So
really?
We have great musical ties there, so that we've presented a lot of the great bands from Havana and throughout the island. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, did you have a good time?
Terrific. You know, Cuba's not known for its food. You know, they had state restaurants that were horrible, and then they're just starting to reestablish their chefs are coming back. And they had a glut of lobsters, lobster tails, door-to-door salesmen coming, every restaurant, everything.
So tough.
So that was our fallback. It was a great lobster for $4. So
wow.
Lobster tail.
Rob, you got to book some. We got to have an American Girl store down there, huh?
We got to get down there. Yeah, for
you're
sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had internet in our apartment for the first time. So you guys could broadcast from our balcony, I bet you. Right?
Jimmy, did you hear that? We can do a remote show. Bob, before we get into the music sessions, tell us a little backstory about yourself. I mean, how did you get involved with music? I mean, do you play any instruments? What?
No. Not really, but you know, I came to Madison. We were goat farmers, and we had the largest dairy goat hard cheese producing cooperative in the nation.
Really,
milking by hand back in the that must be 50 years now, and it's still in production. That's what I like about it.
Wow!
So we came into town. We had no extended family, so we moved into town. We had kids getting to the point where they needed more supervision than we could provide for them, and. We came and we're living on Williamson Street in front of the Broome Street Theater, and you know, from our bucolic farm to the CC Riders had their offices.
Right. Yeah.
So we got used to that, and that was just white noise, and it was great. You know, we enjoyed being in town, and then there was a problem with our school. They were going to close our school down, and so we got involved. And we won the war for keeping the school open, and we've done that three times. And we wanted to celebrate. And so the Marquette Waterfront Festival was our celebration. And I knew one band in the whole state, Chris Plata. I had seen him. I was the DNR photographer. And I went over, Wisconsin Public Radio had a geodesic dome. And there was this young guy singing La Bamba. And I said, I'm going to hire that guy someday. So this is 40-some-odd years later, and I have hired him every year just because he's a great person, a great performer. So you know, we, because of our Cuba experience, because of not much knowledge of music, you know, I went to Woodstock, so I know everybody who played at Woodstock and nobody beyond there. You know, the farming, we had WDMP, I think, so we would go to the county fair and have country western, stuff like that. So I had to establish a knowledge of music and you know, start with local bands and the best of the locals, Clyde and I think Harris Lemberg and
Clyde Stubblefield. You mean.
Clyde Stubblefield. He needs a last name in this.
No.
Well, we are statewide, so we need to keep our listeners who are listening around the state.
The Clyde Stubblefield from the Stubblefield. James Brown band, and so you know, we built from that, and then. A friend had a Cuban band, was playing, I think, I think like the Club Tavern, I think a legendary Cuban band, and I heard that and I got in touch with him. And then the next year we had an 11-piece Cuban band playing on our stage, and so that was the first international experience. But, you know, we started small because that Yajara Place Park was, the neighbors had kicked out a Tai Chi class. You know, if you can't tolerate a Tai Chi class, well, what wow. Can you tolerate
yeah,
me?
Right?
All right, so we started small and had kids games and had, I think, a clown, Bob Kahn. And then, you know, next year it was 2 days, and then we were starting to figure things out, and we had Orton Park Festival was part of the Marquette Neighborhood Association reach. So we worked there, and it was about to close the Orton Park Festival, and before I left, it was 4 days of great music and Cyclopean aerial dance, and so you know we were getting to know what we were doing, and we went to the McPike Park. I was on the committee that was it was the Urban Open Space Committee. So it was just a big improved landfill. So we had a festival, the first La Fête de Marquette, on an improved landfill cap, you know, and we were dancing, and there was all this. Oh God, we hire a smoke machine, and somebody know that's the landfill.
Oh my!
Stop stomping so much.
So Bob, tell us about the sessions at McPike Park. So I'm actually not familiar. So. Two different weekends over the summer?
Yeah, the first weekend is the, we call it the Pursuit of Happiness weekend, and it's two music stages, comedians, and dance troupes. So that if you can't get happy there, you can't get happy anywhere. But we have a great comedian, Mary Mack from up north, who's just been on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and she books the bands, and that she takes care of the music. And we have a great choreographer that books the dancers. And I book the music. And this year we have the first night we have the Crib Shitters. Can I say that on this?
No.
All right, say take that back.
I'm gonna, Crib Poopers.
I'm gonna suck it back in there. Okay. And Shamar Allen and the Underdogs from New Orleans, and Chuck Prophet and the Mission Express from the Mission in San Francisco as an opening night. Then the second night, and we partner with six nonprofits, and that one, the second one is Centro Hispano, and we have a very great Latin influence, and we have a band, an all-star band with Ricky Martin's cuatro player, and a band called Making Movies, and a great Colombian singer, and a horn section now, so... That's going to be the featured band there. So.
And I noticed on the website that there is plenty of local music at these sessions. We're here in the studio with Bob Queen, organizer of sessions at McPike Park. I saw Dana Perry, Poopy Costello, Mama Dig Downs, Joel Patterson, Jane Hobson, The Big Payback, Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and even Paul Sebar from Milwaukee. You really have a lot of people coming in.
That's the first 3 days. We have... Buffalo Nichols, if you know him, yeah. If you've heard him, he's just amazing. He's from Milwaukee, and his blues styling is terrific. And I have friends that I just was with from the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and they said he was just the killer act, and he just really impressed everybody. So that's a great first weekend. And so the pursuit of happiness within our reach, I think. So it's our inalienable rights.
Well, the McPike Park sessions are coming to Madison June 14th through 16th, and then again August 8th through 11th, featuring local, national, and international music. But let's talk about the community involvement for a second. How does sessions at McPike Park participate in community building and the social and economic sense?
Well, we have six partners, all doing great work throughout the city. We have the Centro Hispano, as I mentioned, the Urban League, WRT-FM. We have the Center for Immigration Law. We have the Native Food Network. And, I think that's the six of them. But and the the Friends of Ukraine Madison. They just got their 501c3. So, and we have their the Ukrainian restaurant is going to be vending there.
The touch of Ukraine. I've heard so about that restaurant. It looks really good from the internet. I got to get in there.
Yeah. Well, we've had Daka Braka, the great the voice of the resistance, 7 times. We signed them in Greece at the World Music Expo. And we just had him last November for Full House at the Capitol Theater. So something we're very proud of, fundraising for that while our Congress is sitting on their hands. I don't want to say anything.
Well, the McPike Park Sessions, once again, coming up in June, then again in August. And Bob, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How can people get the full schedule online and keep up with what's going on with the pursuit of happiness?
Okay. Sessions@McPike.org. The at is not a symbol. It's the AT. Sessions@McPikePark.org. And we have a web face event page and there's plenty of stuff out there, but avoid everything that doesn't say official, because there's some unofficial people out there.
Oh, boy. Unofficial.
When you get hacked, you might as well get hacked by people from Pakistan and recruiting for Al-Qaeda. But other than that, we're doing great.
Oh, my. All right. Well, search out the McPike Park Sessions on Facebook, and you can find them online. Get the full schedule. One of the bands playing at McPike Park Sessions is Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and you can catch them at Opie Brewing Company in Milwaukee on Thursday, March 14th, and the Showboat Saloon in Wisconsin Dells on Sunday, March 17th. Right now, home is anywhere you go. This is Frank Bush and the Names on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thanks for listening.